As I mentioned in the e-landing system overview, each processing facility, including catcher processors, establishes an operation based on the unique PROC code. Each operation has authorized users. These authorized users can enter landing report and IFQ information and production information and modify these reports to add additional information and for accuracy. They can also manage user accounts, adding and removing users from the operation, and adding sub-operations, such as custom processing relationships, tenders, and buying stations. Users are assigned rights within eLandings by the seafood company's primary administrator of the operation. eLandings users can be administrators, normal users, and limited users, and also have read-only accounts. Some seafood companies have requested read-only accounts for their staff completing the core. Seafood company staff assigned to complete the core needs a special authorization. The administrator of the operation may need to add new user accounts for the individuals assigned to complete the core. We require two uniquely identified individuals as core representatives for each operation. We cannot authorize default accounts such as plant account or core reporter, as we need to contact these individuals, and these individuals are responsible for the accuracy of the report. We also need two core reporters as points of contact if Fish and Game has questions about the submitted report. If you have a question or need assistance setting up a new user for your eLandings operation, please contact us at elandings@alaska.gov. We're happy to help. Once the users that will be completing the core are established in eLandings, please contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Seafood Industry Coordinator or elandings@alaska.gov to request authorization of the accounts. Once the accounts are authorized, core reporters will see the additional eLandings features that allow for generation of purchase information by year and operation. I'm going to go over how to complete the core in detail, but before I do, I want to review some of the basic elements of the core and eLandings integration.